It's First Responders Day here on 981-2NM. I wanted to catch up with somebody who has done their fair share of volunteering. Andrew Luke in Merriwar is joining us to have a chat. Andrew, how are we doing?
Good, thanks. How's yourself?
Not too bad, mate. Can you tell us about some of the organisations you've volunteered for in your time?
I've been involved with the Rural Fire Service as a volunteer and both a staff member. State Emergency Service is a volunteer and also heavily involved with the Volunteer Rescue Association out here at Merriwar as well. So, yeah, tangled up in a few different organisations.
Andrew, can I ask what you get from the experience?
Look, it's a really simple thing. It's a great reward and satisfaction to be able to hopefully make someone's bad day just that little bit better and give back to it. But it's very rewarding in that regard, but it's also a fantastic way to meet new people, give back to your community and also learn a few skills along the way.
That's a really good point. A lot of people who figure that they might, you know, they might not be able to contribute, you don't actually need to know it before you go into something like this, do you? You can learn it along the way.
Oh, most definitely. And there's fantastic training, there's fantastic equipment and great support networks out there for anyone who wants to get involved or have a go or try their hand at these sorts of things, whether that's frontline firefighting or frontline rescue or just simply behind the scenes as a trainer or a caterer or sitting on radios, whatever your forte might be, there's definitely a role and all of the services would be most appreciative of anyone putting their hand up to give a hand.
Andrew, would you describe it as being involved like another family, a family away from your family, involved with the RFS or the VRA?
Oh, look, it certainly is. It's a very close-knit group and, we are exposed to abnormal situations and there's certainly that compassion and understanding within the circle of friends or family within that emergency service. But equally important is the support and friendship that we have from the extended families of everyone else's at-home family. Everyone getting behind each of the volunteers and supporting them and accommodating them, whether that be missing out on the family barbecue or birthday or being tied up over Christmas. It's just one of those big extended families that has a lot of understanding and acknowledgement of what goes into it.
Andrew, if someone wanted to get involved, what would you recommend? What should their first step be?
Oh, look, reach out. If you know another volunteer, go and have a chat to them. If you've got a fascination or a bit of an interest but not sure where to start, but the wonderful World Wide Web will be able to put you in contact with an organisation head. As I said, drop in to see one of your local volunteers. If you see someone down the street, ask them how you might be able to get involved and help share the load.
Andrew Luke, can I first of all say thank you very much for your contribution. Our community is better for people like yourself, and thank you for joining us this morning on 2NM.
No, thanks for your time and thanks for your ongoing support of all that we do.